change headphones and see if this helps. I don't know. Crazy morning here already. See if I can hear myself in either one of these. Well, I sort of can. No, I can't. All right. Anyway, let's see if I can find Scott. Scott, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me, Glenn?
I don't know if I heard you or not. Scott, are you
Hello,
there?
Hello, Glenn. Glenn.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I don't know. For some reason or other, I can hardly hear you. And my headphones say nobody's there. I can hear you.
Are the lights going up and down on the soundboard?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, well, I can hear you, but only slightly, so I'm going to turn the little pot up so that I can hear you better.
Well, now, wait, are the lights going up and down on the board?
Yeah, the lights are going up and down on there.
They are going up and down?
Yeah.
It's probably the headphones, not the pot, then. It might overmodulate me if you turn the pot up.
Well, no, I'm not turning the regular pot up. I'm turning the headphone volume up. It's a little bit better now that I've got the headphone volume up, but for some reason or other, it's really not coming through the headphones very loudly.
Was the headphone volume turned down?
It was. But
I'm telling you, sticky fingers.
Yeah, but it's still bad, Scott. And I've had problems with the headphones going in and out while I've been doing my show. I just ignore it. But today, it not only does it go in and out, it goes out.
Well, we're off to a racing start here on the show.
Of course we are. This is small town radio, right?
Well, I don't know if this is an issue with small town radio. I think this is people touching the board and not putting it back the way they should.
It could be.
Which I've complained about since time and memoriam.
I know you have. I'm going to switch the headphones back because they seem to work. The headphones seem to work better than my earphones. And so I'm going to keep on. I guess I'm not going to yet because I just unplugged everything. Hang on, Scott. Hang on. I will be right back with you here. Okay. I think I'm back. Can you hear me?
Boy, if we don't win an AP award for this show, there is no chance for anything.
That's right. And I can hear you a lot better. I think there's a broken connection in the wire that goes to the headphones.
Well, most importantly, Glenn, did you hear Thunderbolt and I this morning in the car?
I did. I listened. Unfortunately, I went by so many jackhammers and noises that I couldn't hear everything that you guys were talking about. So
no, but was it clear as a bell? Oh, other than
absolutely, it was wonderful.
So we fixed that problem.
I guess we did, and I'm hearing you much better now. So. Apparently, by me plugging in the other headphones, that helped.
All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I think there's just a lot of interesting things going on locally and nationally, and it's an interesting time.
You know what? I think I'm going to keep talking here because I have another thing that may help me a lot. If I switch this little plug. Okay, can you hear me any better now?
You sound good.
Okay, you sound good, too. You know these little adapters that go into the headphone plug? There are two of them here, and I just switched, and the other one seems to work a touch better. So,
There are two adapters?
Yep. Goes from the...
Now, why are there two adapters there?
I have no idea.
Has the place gone mad since I left?
It's your group. It's not mine.
Oh, no. I'm not Christopher
friends.
Columbus. This isn't my Mayflower.
They're your friends.
No. I don't have them over for dinner. But let's get to something of interest.
Okay. Shoot.
Well, first of all, somebody call in because, you know, you can't call in when Thunderbolt's on the line. And I thought we covered some interesting topics this morning. Ric Flair getting back in the wrestling ring at 73 years of age. It's at USA Today this morning. It's in Sports Illustrated, ESPN, and... I think the story is not a wrestling story. It's the fact that a man, 73 years old, who went through a near-death experience, was in intensive care, I think in 2017, is going to wrestle again? Is this a good idea?
Well, I tell you what, Scott. You know, excuse me, just one second. Housekeeping here. I can hear you real well. I can't hear me at all through the microphone. But it's the little green lights are showing, so apparently I'm doing something right. You guys got on the thing about Ric Flair, eyes kind of glassed over. I'm not a big wrestling fan. I love Thunderbolt. He's a wonderful person. And I listened as much as I could. But when you guys started talking about a 73-year-old guy jumping back in the ring, I'm 75. I feel good, but I don't think I'd jump into the ring.
Well, that's why I don't think that's a wrestling story. No. I just think he happens to be a wrestler. But I think anybody 73 years of age who was a big name in their sport competing again, I think it's an age story, and I think that's why it's being covered nationally.
I think the only sport that you could do that in would be maybe competitive fishing.
Well, but I mean, you could do that in basketball. You could. You wouldn't be very good, I wouldn't think, but you could go back out on the court at 73 if you kept yourself in shape. Baseball, the same thing. That's not a contact sport.
Right.
I don't think you would do it in football, but my question is, why would you do it at 73 years old?
Maybe he needs the money.
Well, that's the point. Does anybody have a thought on this? 740-75... No, give the number at the station. They can call you.
Okay, yeah. It's 740-383-9944. And 740-383-9944. And I'll be watching for you. I may not hear you on my headphones, but I'll be watching for you.
But you know, here's the thing about this. This is going to be held at the Nashville Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
It's getting national attention this morning on every news show, every newspaper, every cable network.
Why?
They will draw a huge crowd.
Why? Why does anybody care? I mean, you guys can come over to my house and watch me garden.
Well, apparently, I was reading the story this morning. It's even going to be on pay-per-view, so it's not a little rinky-dink operation.
Well, maybe he's in great shape. I don't know. I don't know the man. I don't follow wrestling, so I really don't. But I don't think Thunderbolt would be interested in jumping back in the ring. Do you?
No, I don't think he would. And
I think that's the
point of this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a crazy business. But people do anything for money.
Well, yeah, but I'm trying to figure out, is this about money? I don't know. I guess I don't understand why you would want to do this. But I'll bet you this event fills the fairgrounds. I bet you it sells out.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, because you can't get this kind of national attention that they're getting to with this and not sell out. It's going to happen.
Well, now, will it sell out because it's getting national attention and national publicity, or will it sell out because people care and are interested in what's going to happen?
He is one of the bigger names in the history of wrestling. You don't even have to know wrestling to know that name.
Yeah.
And so it will draw because of that, too. But the fact that it's the last match, knowing that. It's like, you know, when these old rock bands go out, and it's the last tour.
Some of them are terrible.
Yeah, well, see, that's it. How good is this match going to be at 73 years of age?
And if I recall correctly, while you were talking to him, they really haven't said who the opponent is, have they?
Well, that's interesting, because now here's the thing. If you were doing this, you don't have to be a wrestling person, because you've been in the promotions business.
Yeah.
If you were trying to draw a crowd, and you know you're getting all this attention because of 73 years of age, Ric Flair, you got to pick an opponent. Now, do you pick somebody who's young and maybe lesser known, because at least you'll get a good match out of that person? Or do you pick somebody who's in the age category of Ric Flair? The match won't be good, but it's another name that people would know, like Hulk Hogan.
Well, now, Thunderbolt will kill me for saying this, but we all know that there's a lot of fakery, I'm going to call it, in wrestling. And
yes.
You have to be a really good athlete, because you have to do things that are look tough, but really are just, I mean, look dangerous, but are really just tough. So I would get an opponent, if I were them, I would get an opponent that was, Hulk Hogan would be wonderful, but I'm not sure they can afford him, but I'd get somebody that was young, on the upswing, and somebody who was, you know, the bad guy, the mean guy, and then let the chips fall as they may. You know darn well the old guy's going to win. So.
Well, now here's the thing about that. Now I have announced many wrestling events, and here's where I'm split on people calling wrestling fake, because I've been in the locker room and I've been in the ring. Now, it is predetermined, absolutely.
Yeah.
The winner is 100% predetermined.
That makes it fake.
But the falls are not.
Oh, no. It's terribly athletic, yeah.
Right. So how's a 73-year-old man, even if he knows he's going to win, how's he going to take those falls?
Uncomfortably.
Yeah, that's what the worry is
here.
He
better have an ice bath ready when he gets out of the ring.
A matter of fact, I think wrestling, on the whole, is more physical than baseball or basketball.
I don't know about basketball, but without a doubt, baseball, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I think that's why this is being covered. I don't think it has anything to do with wrestling. I think it's the fact that a 73-year-old man is going to do this.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear how it ends.
You said you're going to let the old guy win. Well, do you? Because if you do that in front of a large crowd and it is another young guy, the crowd's going to go, is that reality?
After I opened my big mouth and said that, I thought to myself, no, I wouldn't. I would have the old guy lose in a terrific match where the people are crying for him. They really want him to win, but he loses just because he's a little bit older and the young guy gets the move on him or something like that. And then everybody is happy that the old guy is okay and he did a good job, but they know darn well the young guy had it on him physically.
But see, now, if you get another guy in his age category, though, like a Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that would be terrific, yeah.
Right, but then see, if he won then, people wouldn't say, oh, that's unbelievable, because they're both about the same age.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm thinking the younger guy that's on his upward motion. But Hulk would be terrific. One of my former students was the Hulk's personal, whatever you call him, personal helper. For 3 or 4 years. I ought to call Mike and ask him if he knows if Hulk's available.
I'll tell you what, it would not surprise me if it ends up being Hulk Hogan, because Hulk Hogan is very savvy when it comes to things like this, and with the national attention, the big name that Ric Flair is in that industry, and the fact that that's probably going to sell out on pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure at this point in his career, Hulk could use a payday, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he could, too. And, you know, another thing they could do, I've seen a match or two where both guys, they both get up on the turnbuckles, and they run at each other, and they slam into each other and knock each other unconscious. Now, that would be a great end.
Well, let me just say this, and I'm not psychic in any way, but I'll say this. Hulk Hogan will be a part of this event in some way. Guarantee it.
If nothing else, he'll promote it, right?
Well, he'll be at ringside. He'll be a referee. He'll be signing autographs. He will be in Nashville on July 31st.
That would be cool. Now, I've got a lot of interesting tales that I can't tell on the air about Hulk Hogan that I got through Mike Weber, who is his personal helper or whatever you call him. But I won't tell him on the air because I don't know whether Mike would feel betrayed. So,
well, and I just want to bring this up about having Thunderbolt on. You know, Thunderbolt to me, yes, that was his profession, wrestling. That's what he became nationally known for. But I love talking to Thunderbolt about all topics because he is a very well-read man.
And
he's got such a way of speaking that it's entertaining.
He is totally intense and totally involved in the conversation you're having. Even when he came here and he and I talked for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, I could tell he was listening to what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, here was the other story this morning, and I'm going to read it because it's only two paragraphs, and we'll get your opinion on this.
All right.
North Carolina regulators were wrong to reject a beer label that featured a silhouette of a naked man standing next to a campfire, a federal judge has ruled. The owners of Maryland-based Flying Dog Brewery argued that the North Carolina Alcohol Beverage Control Commission violated their First Amendment rights by rejecting the label for its Friesen Season Winter Ale. Well, here's another First Amendment issue. We talk about this a lot. What do you think?
Are they going to go to the Louvre and close down all those statues that are naked? I think it's stupid.
The judge apparently felt that way.
Yes, obviously. Now, what state did you say this was in?
North Carolina.
Yeah, okay. I understand it now. No, we have a lot of stupid judges. I don't care what anybody says. We do have a lot of stupid judges. It used to be that we honored their judges. We've kind of lost that, in my opinion. A naked man, now, if he was doing something obscene or if he was, you know, well, if he was doing something obscene, maybe that's different just because you don't want your kids looking at something like that. But a naked man is just standing there. I don't understand it. I think it's crazy. I don't want to look at it. I don't want my mother to look at it.
Now, wait a second. Now, do you fall on the side of they should be able to do it or they shouldn't?
I absolutely think they should be able to do it. I don't think we have a right to tell people. It's art.
Well, that's what the judge ruled. Judge said, yes, they do have a right to do it.
Oh, okay. I thought he ruled against it. Well,
no, it was the Alcohol Beverage Control Commission that said they couldn't do it, but it's been overruled now by the federal judge.
I tip my hat to the federal judge and say I'm sorry to him for saying that we have a lot of stupid judges. We still have a lot of stupid judges, though.
But, well, apparently we have a lot of stupid alcohol commissions because they were the ones that stepped in and said no. But now here's the thing about this. Okay, clearly this is done to be provocative. Now this becomes a problem because let's say – now people will say, well, it's alcohol, so, 21. You know, kids aren't going to see it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, what if you're in the grocery store and all of a sudden a cheese company – decides to put a naked person on the cheese label? Well, apparently you can do that because it's the First Amendment.
Well, I'll tell you what, as I was a young boy one day, once upon a time, if they put a naked woman on a cheese label, I would have found a way to go buy that cheese so I could look at that naked lady.
Well, see,
but it doesn't mean it's not art.
Well, see, is this marketing? Is that what this is all about?
Yes.
Forget how good the Friesen Season Winter Ale is. Is it about selling, you know, I guess they say provocativity sells?
Well, free enterprise would say go ahead and do it because enough people are going to say that's disgusting that they won't buy it. And you'll say, oh, maybe we ought to change our label because it's making people not buy us. So,
well, I'll tell you what, just that this story became a national story because of the federal judge overruling it, they're going to sell more beer just because of that.
Oh, yeah, for a while. It's kind of like, you know, when what's the name of the hamburger place that went in up north here or out east? Used to be one of my favorites when I'd smoke a little doobie. Anyway.
Now, why did you throw that in? How was that germane
because
to the name of a hamburger place?
Everybody knows the hamburger places that you go to at 12:30 at night to take care of the munchies that you get from smoking a little doobie. Now, I don't do it anymore.
Oh, mercy me.
What
Heaven help us.
What is the name?
You know what?
Of that?
Somebody's calling. Okay. Call the studio, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Okay,
give the studio a call if you want to call in. I'm getting the calls here still.
Okay. I will take any call here at 740-383-9944. But anyway, the what was I going to say? I forgot.
Call the studio, 740 383-9944. Should you be able to put the silhouette of a naked man on your bottle of beer? Call the studio, 740-383-9944.
Well, why do you think they designed some of these bottles the way they did? To mimic a naked woman and her curves. I mean, that's...
What bottle is designed to mimic...
Well, I've been told, but, you know, this is just hearsay, that the Coca-Cola bottle was intended to mimic the curves of a woman, the beauty of the curves.
Oh,
of a woman.
Man. I don't think so.
You don't? Okay. You're brave. Call the Coca-Cola company and ask them.
Are you getting a call there?
No, I'm not getting a call here.
Call the studio. Whoever called me on my line, call the studio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
Obviously,
that's the number you want
to
call.
They want to talk to you far more than they want to talk to
you. Yeah, apparently, personally.
Yeah, maybe so. Call in, let's see, call in about 30, in about 25 minutes if you have to talk to Scott at his home. Because we'll be off the air then.
Well, call the studio. I know somebody wanted to get in on this conversation. 740-383-9944.
Yeah. Hey, it's pretty nice. This is the type of morning I love. Cool with a slight drizzle. Hey, here comes that phone call.
Here we go.
Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you guys are talking about silhouettes.
Yeah.
How do you know these people are naked? Is there some indication that says, hey, they're naked?
It
or is it just a silhouette?
I imagine it shows parts. Is that right, Scott?
Well, I haven't had a bottle of this beer. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe it's a fine drawing so that you can
see. You used to be able to buy them mud flaps that had the silhouette of a woman on them, but
well,
there was an assumption that she was naked. There was no way to tell.
How about...
Well, I'm guessing the silhouette... Well, here's the thing. It says the silhouette is of a naked man standing next to a campfire. So I'm guessing there are some parts in this silhouette that would indicate it was a naked male.
I hope he's careful.
I still think it falls under the assumption.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to have a silhouette and actually tell it's naked. It's a silhouette.
Yeah, that's true. It is. Maybe they didn't mean silhouette. Maybe they meant the full, you know, drawing of the person. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, is that comical? I mean, what is the point
here?
Is it to sell beer?
Yeah, it's all marketing.
Yeah, I agree with
that. I mean, should that be allowed? Because this is going to set a precedent for all companies, what they can sell on their boxes, wrappers, whatever.
I can see Miller Lite taking this to the nth degree.
Yeah. They'll push it as far as they can push it.
Yep.
But, like I said, a silhouette is a silhouette. There's no detail on a silhouette. There's just an outline.
Yeah. I think the caller's right. I think that was a bad choice of words. I bet it was a drawing of a man rather than just a silhouette because you couldn't tell. Well, you could tell if he was excited. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. There's no detail on the silhouette, so how do they know?
Yeah. It could be
I don't know. I just think that in the end, this is going to be a problem because now people are going to try to push it as far as they can push it.
I'm laughing. I enjoy it immensely.
Oh, let's see here. I'm looking at the picture now. I see it. And to be honest with you, I'm not really sure. To me, it doesn't even look like a person. So I'm not... I don't get it.
Yeah. You want to talk about pushing something as far as you can go. Have you seen the new Lumi commercials?
Oh, here we go. The deodorant we made famous on this station.
Yeah.
How do you spell
is
that?
Well, Lumi? I mean, you talked about
that. Is it Lumi or Lumi?
I started seeing the commercials, and the latest commercial gets pretty detailed about what that deodorant does.
You know what? I'm looking at this. Well, hold on a second about that. But I'm looking at this this wrapper now, and what it is, it's a gentleman, let's say, putting out the fire in a very special way.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, see, now that's something else.
That is something else.
That adds detail to the silhouette.
Yeah, it does.
So there you go. And it's not just a black silhouette. There's color in the picture.
Ah, see.
I assume that.
So, okay, so is that right? Is it okay?
It's okay with me. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with well, Colin.
Tell us about Lumi.
Like I said, the last commercial I saw, it gets pretty detailed about what that deodorant does. I can't really go any farther than that on the radio.
I'm trying to figure out what that deodorant does, because honestly, I've never needed Lumi
in my
life.
You put it in places where you don't normally put deodorant.
Aha. If I was a 14-year-old kid, I'd be on top of the world right now.
Wait a second. So there's somebody in this commercial applying deodorant
the doctor that invented the deodorant is describing what the deodorant does.
Oh, man alive.
I know.
I'm going to have to
go. I was like, well, that's a little more than I wanted to know.
I'll tell you. I wonder how much of this stuff they're selling.
A lot now.
Couldn't tell you. Could not tell you.
Well, get yourself a bottle of this beer and sit back and enjoy the Lume commercials.
There you go. All right,
What do you think about a 73-year-old man getting back in a wrestling ring?
Ric Flair's too old. I don't know. I know he's had a broken back. I know that.
Wow.
I don't know if he's had I don't know if he's got artificial hips. But if he gets in a ring, I'll almost guarantee you he'll put his signature hold on this person he wrestles, which is a figure four leg lock, and they'll either in there or the guy will reverse it, and I know how to do that because I used to watch wrestling, and Ric Flair will lose.
Well, let me ask you this. Will a 73-year-old man on July 31st, because that's not a whole lot of time, month and a half, 2.5 months, are they going to sell out the Nashville Fairgrounds?
Yeah, Ric Flair's big down there. He's based out of South Carolina, I think.
I think North Carolina.
Is it North Carolina? I knew it was one of the Carolinas.
You know, there used to be. I'm trying to remember the saying, but that they said there was in fame. There's a certain age that you get to where it's not what the dog. It's not that the dog can talk. It's not what the dog says. It's that the dog can even talk anymore. Is that what we are with Ric Flair? The fact that he can even get in the ring at 73, is that what we're paying to see?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I don't know how prominent he still is in wrestling because I don't watch wrestling anymore. But, I mean, he was a huge name back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah,
should they get him in there with another old guy or a young guy?
I would think not a real young guy. I don't think they're going to use Flair to build somebody up. They're going to put him in there with a reasonably big name, I would think.
Hulk Hogan.
No, I don't think it'll be Hogan. Hogan's all laid up because of steroids.
I think Hogan's still in his 60s.
Yeah, but he's all laid up because of steroids.
Who could you get? I mean, it can't be a nobody.
Well, I don't know because I don't watch wrestling anymore, so I don't know who's still around.
We're talking about people from your era, because is it?
Well, you want to get somebody from my era, you could get, let's see. No, you can't get Ole Anderson. They were always friends. You could get Sting.
Put Thunderbolt
Sting.
In.
You remember that wrestler, Sting?
Yeah. I do.
Oh, yeah, he could do it.
Ric Flair and him had some epic battles.
Huh. Yeah, but what about Thunderbolt?
Thunderbolt's what, 80-some years old?
Yeah, he's 80.
Yeah, why not? Let's up the ante.
Oh, are you going to put both of them in there with walkers or what?
I think that's where we're going toward. Why not?
One of them get in there with a walker, one of them get in there with a cage and have a no-holds-barred match, and whoever's standing at the end wins.
You know, you wouldn't need no-holds-barred. You'd have any holds applied at that point.
I don't know. The last time I saw Flair here a little while back on something, I don't know what I was watching, but he still looked pretty good.
Oh, I'm not saying he's got to be in shape, or the Athletic Commission would not sponsor this. But I also was hearing rumblings in this story that they've got quite a bond on the arena because I'm sure it's his age.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you got to have a huge bond on that anyway. I mean, look at Brock Lesnar. He did a jump in the ring and flipped over and actually broke his neck.
Well, it's it. I think Sting is probably a logical choice. He wrestled Ric Flair in his heyday. He's not too young. He's not too old. That's a good choice. You got a good choice there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got to go into the store.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, we solved the problems of the world here, Glenn.
Absolutely. I'm thrilled. I haven't had such a good laugh listening to radio in a long time.
Well, aren't you glad to be talking about stories like this?
Absolutely.
Other than, the sad stuff that's going on in the world all the time?
Oh, and especially this week, yes. And I will be doing that. Dr. Feynman and I will be doing about a lot of that in our segments. So. Yeah.
And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, it's hard to pick an opponent for him because most of them have gone on to their reward
in
that era.
Yeah, that's true. And those that haven't probably are not in the greatest of shape.
I think we've got a good... Ricky Steamboat, I think, is still alive. He had a lot of good matches with Ric Flair in his day.
I have a phone call, so let's go to the
All room. Right.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mark, it sounds like you're in a tunnel somewhere.
Yeah, really? Scott?
No, I can barely hear you.
Scott, you got to help us on this.
I'm here.
I can barely hear either one of you.
Strange. Turn up your headphones. You don't have headphones.
I don't know. Let me call back on the landline.
Okay, great, thanks.
Well, the last caller I think heard us okay, so I don't know.
Yeah, it might have just been his headphones or something like that.
Don't know. It's a fun story because again, I don't think it's a wrestling story. I think it's an age story. I think that's why all the national news is coming in.
Well, it would. It's also wrestling though because it wouldn't get as popular. Is if they didn't have the wrestling tag. Hang on, we got the phone call back.
All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Still bad.
Still bad.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's weird. I'm hearing you very well right
well,
now.
Well, I know I'm hard of hearing, but I don't think I'm quite that bad.
is there anything...
And I can't hear Scott at all.
Hey, Scott, can you talk to Fred?
Can you hear me at all?
Now I can hear you a little better.
Okay.
But it's real weak on both your parts.
That's weird.
Huh, strange. Well, listen, I just come in from walking the dog, and for a minute I thought I was listening to Howard Stern.
Why is that? Because of the...
some of the conversation going on there.
The silhouettes of a naked man.
Oh, my word. Yeah, that was like Howard Stern talk radio.
Yeah, except for...
Well, the First Amendment has won out again.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, we weren't talking to a girl. Howard Stern's is always trying to... convince some girl how handsome he is by talking dirty like that.
Oh, my word. Wow. Well, you better throw her out.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, Scott, I was listening to you this morning, and I didn't have a chance to call in. I'm going to meet with Brandy today, and we're going to figure out an itinerary for June 2nd. As soon as I get that, I will let you know so that you can be broadcasting what's happening and what times.
Yeah, well, the reason I was bringing it up this morning was a lot of people have asked me that they want to attend, but, you know, they work till 5 or 6 o'clock.
Sure.
So, yeah. So hopefully whatever it is that she will be doing that day maybe will happen in the latter portion of the evening.
Well, she will be there. The plan is that she'll be there all evening from 4 to 7. I don't know exactly when we're going to do the ribbon cutting. That all depends on a... few things that are still up in the air, but as soon as I get that itinerary ironed out, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that sounds good. It'd be a lot of fun. I know that it was in the paper this past Sunday that it's going to happen, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm really that I really want people to see is the way we have her new museum set up. She has it's a room all to herself. It's downstairs on the lower floor, right across the hallway from the Harding room. And the way it's set up, which of course she had a great hand in supervising the whole thing. The only thing we're still waiting on is the case for her inaugural dress, and it's on its way.
Neat.
But
Everything should be in line and ready to go on June the 2nd. And I have played phone tag with that number that you gave me. I'm going to try to call him again today. I guess he called yesterday and I wasn't around.
Oh, good.
But
good.
At least we're making some phone tag contact. So hopefully we'll get that worked out. So
good.
But Glenn, I will be there tomorrow at 10 for our regular talk about the president.
All right. I'm looking forward to it, Fred.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And again, that's the dedication of the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum at the Historical Society. That'll happen on June the 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. And I guess we're not sure what's exactly going on yet, but the itinerary will be put together soon, and we'll announce that as soon as we have it. Okay. We'll be there that night, Glenn, I'm sure. Broadcasting. Well, I'll be there. I know that.
Yeah, I will try to be there. Now, we've got a phone caller, so I'm going to go to the phone.
All right.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
On the radio, I can hear you very clear, but on the phone, you sound faint.
We've got some problem with our phone.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead. We'll listen.
Go ahead.
Yes, when you come over the radio, you both sound real good and clear, but on the phone, you sound like you're real far away.
Okay. You can go ahead and say what you wanted to say anyway.
That was just what I was going to tell you. I didn't realize they were having trouble through the phone and not the radio.
Yeah, it's our phones right now. Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What have you guys done there at the studio?
I have not done a thing. I plugged in my headphones, and then I plugged in the other headphones, and that's it. So.
Well, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And the first caller, I mean, we must be hearable because I don't think he had an issue.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. Maybe we've got something going on. You know, they were doing the construction out in front of this building 2 or 3 days ago, and maybe they've cut something.
I don't know.
You can hear me, right?
Huh?
You can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and the little green lights are going up and down for both of us, so apparently we're doing okay. And the lady said she could hear it over the air, but it just isn't able to hear when we talk on the phone.
That's interesting. I don't know. Well, I'm only going to bring this up once because with 5 minutes, because we have not talked about this, but I have made quite a case of this. Have you seen the portable restroom down by the mausoleum?
I've missed it.
Well, the thing is, they're on the Del Taco property.
Yeah.
They put a porta restroom on the Del Taco property, but they put it in front of Del Taco, and they put it on the side where the mausoleum is. So it looks as if the portable restroom is, you know, 10 feet from the mausoleum door. And I think that's just bad placement. What do you think?
Somebody made a... just wasn't paying attention, that's all, I think.
I don't think it was done purposely or maliciously.
No.
I just think I wouldn't have done that.
Well, call Scott. You know Mayor Schertzer. Maybe he can do something
about
it.
Well, that's in the county.
Oh, that's right. It's outside, just barely, but it is outside the county, outside the city. Yeah.
I don't, you know, it's... I don't know.
Those darn trustees, they don't pay attention.
Well, it's just, I think it's a funny thing because what I think it speaks more to, people think this is about a porta restroom. It's not. What it's about is we in society really have no norms anymore at all.
That's
you know, I can guarantee you in the 1970s or 80s, there would have been thought given by the Porta John Company before you would lay that down 10 feet from the door of a mausoleum.
Do you really believe that? I don't believe that. I think, you know...
Oh, I do.
I think.
I mean, look how
people
dress at funerals. Look how people dress at weddings now.
Yeah.
Look how people dress in general. Go to the store sometime.
Yeah, I know, and I'm one of them, unfortunately. I wear shorts into the grocery store. My mother.
Well, I'm not talking about shorts.
Well, my mother would have had a fit if I was wearing shorts with her into the grocery store.
I'm talking about pajama bottoms.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about scantily clad clothes. I mean, there's no modesty left in this world.
Way too short shorts.
Yeah, and but see, you wouldn't have had that 30 years ago by the majority. Now, there right. always have been some outliers,
right.
but there used to be some kind of a code, I would think. And I don't understand where that's all gone.
How much more health-wise is it offensive for somebody to go into a grocery store with no shoes on, or somebody to go into a grocery store with 90% of their cheeks showing?
I don't know.
I don't either.
As a matter of fact, I don't care at this point. Do what you want to do. It's fine. But, if you were from out of town, if we're talking about perception, if you're from out of town and it's May, Memorial Day month, and you're going to visit your relative there at the mausoleum, and you pull up and there's a port-a-john 10 foot from the door, you might not like that.
No, I think I wouldn't. Yeah, for sure.
Right. So, you know, people don't like me making an issue of this. Well, I don't know that. We've heard from a lot of people who agree with me. And that's all I'm saying. If we're talking about Marion, the county we live in, you know, we have to make it attractive to outside people. We know why it's there. We know that they're building a Del Taco and they have to go to the restroom somewhere. But somebody from out of town who's coming to that mausoleum doesn't know that.
Yep. I understand it.
So I
wouldn't say anything about it, though. I don't care. I'll let people go.
Well, I don't care either at this point. But I'm just saying, we should pay attention to certain things like that.
Well, we've only got 15 seconds to pay attention to it.
Well, we've got a lot to talk about next hour.
We do.
So hold on to your hat. We'll be back in about 15 minutes here on WWGH Radio, and maybe the phones will work.
Yep, maybe so.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
That I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change. Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me.